framework. All right, how's your day so far?
It's been good, man. I can't complain. What about you?
Been good. Been good. I had a couple of friends earlier this day or this morning.
One more time?
I said I hung out with a couple of my friends earlier this morning, so it's been good so far.
Okay, okay, okay.
All right, let's just kick this off. I'm gonna make sure I got everything set up. What does it feel like to you going to the NFL?
It feels like a dream come true. Of course, that hasn't happened yet because draft day is around the corner, you know. Mm. So, but, you know, just the opportunity that I've been presented about just being able to get drafted and just actually having the possibility of being on a roster on a professional team, you know, it's just something that I've always dreamt about. So, you know, it's like I said before, it's a dream turning into reality.
Mm. How did you find out you were in the draft?
Well, you know, it's you never really know. It's not unless you're like a first round, second round, third round pick, and even a fourth round pick, you never really know if you're actually in the draft. It's really just, you know, if you have a draft grade and things like that. So I think when I came out, I had a draft grade, and that draft grade would tell you if you had the opportunity to get drafted or not. So it was high enough that I had an opportunity to get drafted or get picked up by a team. So that's how I found out.
Mm. When did you start this football journey?
I started when I was about 5 years old with my younger brother playing flag football in Houston, Texas.
Mm. What are some of the teams that you've met with, or have you met it with any teams?
I met with a few teams here and there, you know, it's a lot, you know, everybody, and it, you know, it goes the same way for every other player across the country who's being, who's a prospect right now for the league. You know, they get phone calls asking what your phone number is, what type of person you are, just background checks and information on you. So I've met with quite a few teams here and there.
Is that something that you like and that you don't like? I mean, what's your thought about that? People checking up on you, and I mean, because having a high, what do you call it, sense of honor and duty, and I don't know what the term they're using, but high moral character players, they're valuable, I would think, to teams, right?
Right. Yeah. You know, in the league, it's a business, you know, so you have to conduct yourself as a professional. So, like you said, high character people or players, they're highly valued if they're producing well. You can't forget about production. You got to be producing well also. And some aspect of the team to stick around for a long time. And those players stick around for a long time because their character and their production in the league. And it goes a long way. Just being a good human being just goes a long way in any aspect of life.
Well, your dad's it's a stickler for being a high-valued human being because – I've met him not too terribly long ago, but I know he's a really good dude. He speaks very highly of you. So I know you're a dude of high moral value. And I got five boys. So, you know, being around other men who are of high moral value, it means a lot. So your story, your journey, it matters to dads like me who have sons like your dad does.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, my dad, he's taught me well. My dad and my mom have taught me well. Just be a good guy, be a good man on and off the field because you never know what somebody's going through throughout the day. You know, yeah. Somebody could be having a rough day. Whatever you're going through, it could be a lot worse. You know, so you just got to appreciate life for what God has gave you.
I hear that. I hear that.
What was the process like getting from where you started to where you are now?
As when you say where I started, you mean as like in college or just the whole football process in general?
In general.
It's been a lot of ups and downs, you know. Just I think the older I got, the more I realized that football is starting to turn into more of a business and it gets a lot more serious. When I was young, you just run around and do whatever. You play however you wanted to play and do whatever you wanted to do. And as I got older, I got more serious and I had to take care of my body more and I had to focus more. And it's just as fun as when I was a kid. It just has a little bit more seriousness to it. But it's been a lot of ups and downs, you know, a lot of failures, a lot of lessons learned from those failures. I've been blessed to learn from those failures. You know, it's not easy for anybody who's striving to be a professional in anything they do. I think the best thing to do is to fail, but fail at giving your best effort. Because if you're scared to give your best effort and you're failing, not giving your best, then you're never going to learn. So I think the best teacher for me was experience and failure. So I know when I first got into college, I had, you know, my first couple of years, it was a little rough. But because I learned from those failures, it helped me develop into a better man and a better player.
Mm. What, in your opinion, was the hardest part of your journey?
I think the hardest part of my journey was staying mentally focused when I got hurt. I got hurt my sophomore year of high school, and I didn't think I was going to be able to play football anymore. That's what I had, broke my ankle and I dislocated it. So my my foot was all out of socket and out of place. So I had the possibility of not playing anymore. And going through that, I had a lot of doubts. I had a lot of doubts throughout high school, because going through that injury and thinking if I was good enough to play Division I football or college football in general, you know. And so just once I healed up from the injury, and I still took my lumps and bruises throughout the first year, in the last 2 years of my high school career. But I think being able to get through that journey, it really helped me understand that I can really do anything I set my mind to.
Now, what drives you? Because from play to play, football hurts. It's got to hurt on some of them hits. It just, after see y'all sitting in ice baths and getting treatment, how do you get that uniform back on and suit up for that next game and the next play?
Like I said before, it's the love for the game, first of all. I love it just as much as I did when I was a kid. And then secondly, you know, now that I'm able to get paid for doing something that I love, it's me wanting to do this for my family, you know, and take care of them later on down the road when I have the ability to do so while playing football, you know. And that's what drives me every day, because I really care about my family. I love my family. I would do anything for them. So that's why I'm able to put my shoulder pads back on, strap my helmet up, or get up when I get knocked down. That's what drives me and motivates me. And like I said, I love playing the sport. I love competing. I love making plays. I love hitting people. So, you know, those are the couple factors that drive me.
That's awesome. So as one question I asked me, what's so far to this point, what's been your best hit that you've remembered? It's like, yeah, I'm going to remember that loud for a long time.
I think the best hit that I've had in the past 4 years at that school or playing at Arizona, it was my redshirt freshman year. And even though it wasn't like a hit where I defeated the guy, quarterback was like my first game, my first college start. Quarterback was running, and I was only like 165 pounds, and the guy was like 200 pounds or something like that. And I hit him, and I knocked his helmet off. But while I knocked his helmet off, I was also dazed too, and I didn't know where I was at. And everybody was screaming and shouting, and I thought I got ran over. Going back, when I got up, I saw his helmet was off, and I saw the replay, and I was like, okay, maybe I do have a little something behind me.
That's awesome.
Of your journey, what was your best memory?
I think my best memory was just, I would say memories would be just being with my friends, you know, in the locker room and hanging outside of football. I mean, football brings a lot of memories on the field, but off the field is where you really create a lot of those long-lasting memories, because my friends that I ended up meeting, the connections I made, I wouldn't trade that for the world. And those are my guys. I ride with them to the day I die. So, you know, just a lot of those memories, we were just out chilling with each other, cracking jokes, and by the pool, relaxing, or in the locker room, cracking jokes, messing around. Those are my best memories. Mm.
Have you got any advice from current or past NFL players?
I have. I got a lot of advice from a lot of current and past NFL players. Because my dad, he talks to everybody. He can talk. You know, my dad, he can talk for days. And you swear he knows everybody in the world. You feel like you know President Barack Obama. just I get more advice from the old guy, the retired NFL players through my dad. And then some of my former teammates that play in the league. I contact them and ask them for advice. And the advice they give me is just, you know, just handle yourself like a pro. Never be too bougie or think you're better than somebody. It's always, you always got to come out and prove yourself day in and day out. Because there is a constant battle to try to get you out of there. The day you get there is the day they're trying to replace you. You know, and being consistent and confident in what you do.
Well, being a dad, I have to ask, what advice would you give young players? And even what advice would you give yourself if you had to do this whole thing over from scratch?
I think the advice I would give myself and players, younger players, I would tell them that you can really do whatever you set your mind to. Now, with that being said, I would say just because you work hard does not mean you are guaranteed the success that you think you will have. You will be given the success that you are blessed with and you deserve from God. That's the advice I would say. And be more and just be confident in what you're doing. Just be really believe in yourself. And that confidence will take you a long way, because no matter how big, no matter how tall, fast, strong you are, there's somebody who's just like you. And if for once you think that you're better than everybody in an arrogant way, it's the day you find yourself at the bottom of the totem pole.
If you could pick one team to be on, what team would you pick?
Man, that's a hard question. I'll put it like this. When I was growing up, I wanted to be a Redskin. My dad, because it was the first NFL team that I went and watched in person. So growing up, I wanted to be a Redskin. Now I'm with whoever. Whoever wants to give me a shot, I'm all in.
Awesome. So you got to tell me, I'm a dad again, you know, what's going to be that first big NFL purchase after the draft? They called your name, y'all jumping up around, yelling, screaming, everybody, you know, tossing the popcorn and the chips around the house, hugging dad, hugging mom, and high-fiving your boys and all your coaches. All that's taken care of. What's the first thing that you have your eye on for something to remember this thing by?
To be honest, I'm really low-key. You know, everybody's different. I'm really low-key. I don't have a car at the moment, so I would have to get a car. Now, I wouldn't go grab a $100,000, $80,000 car. That's not what I'm going to do, but I'll probably go get a car. That'd probably be the biggest thing I get in my first couple years just because I don't have a car. But like I said before, I'm a really low-key guy, you know, and so that's probably what I do.
That's cool. I got to tell you, your dad is a dude that we followed, and I love watching him come and support you and your brother at your games. It almost, though you don't know us at all, and I still feel like I've seen your college career because of all the times that your dad would be, you know, live at the stadium. And, you know, I'm a dad like him, where whenever my kids are doing stuff, I may not have the tools, in my case, to teach them everything, but I'm going to get them to the right folks to help them get to the next level. And your dad is one of those people where he's helping people get to that spot. And it's an awesome thing to watch and to be a part of. And you guys, you make a lot of people proud. It's nothing to put on your back and make you feel like the weight of the world. No, I want to say that so it feels like freedom to you, where it feels like it's uplifting to you, where you're out there running. I want it to be able to give wind and air to you, because there's people out there that are rooting for you, praying for you, P-R-A-Y in for you, not P-R-E-Y in for you, because there's people out there who are going to want stuff from you. And we're not that group of people. We want the best for you. And in watching your clothing line, I think is pretty awesome. I know my son and I, we are going to pick stuff from the line and order that, because we want to support what you're doing. We think to be able to do things like that. And we hope that the framework is another place where you can find a home here and say, hey, this is what I'm doing. Your podcast, I've been checking that out as well. And you have things to say, and we want to be a partner with you if at all possible, as often as we can, to help get Lorenzo Burns' message out to the world the way you want it, unscripted. Yeah.
Thank you for all that. Thank you for those kind words, the supporting words. I appreciate every blessing that my dad has gave me, every advice. My dad is an awesome guy. Every blessing that my that John has gave me, and I appreciate being on the show with you guys. And I've enjoyed my time since I've been on this call. Like you said, you know, we haven't really interacted in person, but from the support and still with my dad, just I can tell that you guys are good people. Thank you, and I'm, you know, you guys will support me, and I'm supporting y'all. So whatever y'all need, I got y'all.
Awesome. Anything else you got for him, son?
Yes, I have one last question for you. If you weren't playing football, what do you think you would be doing?
If I wasn't playing football, I would be working in the marketing field, specifically in the sports marketing field. So, and what one of my passions is I wanted to work with ESPN and SportsCenter and just be somebody who manages content when they, you know, the things that you see on ESPN, like the certain, what would I say, special guests or special shows that they put on sometimes or what time it gets displayed, you know. So that would be something I'd be have my hands in. And then a breeder. I love dogs. I got two of my own right now, and I'll probably be breeding on the side, a whole bunch of dogs in my backyard.
Yeah. Hey, you remind me of my oldest son Shane. He has a pit bull, and he got that pit bull when he was at the Ohio State in his sophomore year, I think. And I was like, dude, what are you doing? It's like sophomore or junior year, you got that thing. I was like, what are you doing? You're a college student. Why are you getting that dog? And he got it as like a puppy, weeks old. But he always wanted one. But I tell you, that young man, he got it and he kept it in an apartment. He managed it around classwork, around life in general, and he still has that dog today because he's in Scottsdale living right now, him and that dog.
Yeah, it's hard. It's like having a little kid. I'll give you that. You got to be dedicated. And dogs are men's best friends. So, you know, I love it. It's not easy, you know. So salute to him. Dogs, I love dogs. I don't know about pits. I don't know if I could be pits, but I love dogs.
Yeah. We saw the shirt you have that's got that big monster looking, you know, American looking bulldog on the front, and that bad boy, or American pit bull, actually. It's a beautiful shirt, beautiful design. So in the designs, are those your concepts, or do you have a group of people that designs for you?
Right now it's the company I work with. They shoot a lot of the ideas to me. Because I honestly, I'm still learning how to and things like that. They've done a great job about some things and promoting myself. So those are things they came up with.
It's awesome. But they're doing right by you, and it seems like it's pretty effective. So, and like I said, we're going to get, you know, our stuff. I already told Jackson, make sure he picks the stuff that he wants, and we'll get that out because we don't want to be one of the people that say we're going to do and not do. A lot of folks do a lot of lip service and talk about it. We want to be about it. We don't want to be. Right. A lot of folks in, especially knowing your dad's like, did they ever get that? No, nope, they didn't come through. Well, we had a lot of them folks not come through for us, and we don't want to be them folks. Awesome. Well, thank you, man,
for the support.
Oh man, no problem. Thank you for the support as well.